And now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. Welcome. Today, I want to talk about the fall. The fall. Remember they talked about the fall in the Garden of Eden? Well, I would like today to show you how you can see for yourself that the Garden of Eden story is true by observing your own life and the lives of people around you. You see, the fall, it was fall from what? Fall from eternal life to a temporal life. Fall from paradise to a living hell. How many people's lives are a living hell? Or on the surface, they pretend everything is wonderful. See, people are very good at pretending everything is wonderful, and they keep themselves busy and distracted with They walk around with their iPhone in their hand all the time, and they're always texting, and they're always bubbly, and always, so friendly and seemingly so happy. But you know what? A lot of times, Henry David Thoreau, remember the famous writer, Henry David Thoreau said, most people lead lives of quiet desperation, but underneath, something is wrong. They feel empty. They feel anxious. They're worried. There's something not right, okay? Well, what's that all about? Well, it's because of the fall, see? So even that in itself is a proof of a fall, because when you look at animals, when you look at dogs and cats and horses and deer and so on, they're not anxious and depressed and unhappy and miserable and jealous and, see, yeah, they may get cold. Okay, if it's too chilly, they may sit there and shiver, or if they're hungry, they're hungry, but they don't walk around with all of these psychic issues like human beings do. See, they're pretty much relatively placid and relatively happy, I guess I can use that term, most of the time, aren't they, animals? But not humans. No, humans are unhappy. And humans have all kinds of issues. Now, what's that all about? Well, it's because we're fallen creatures. See, it's not true that we're risen apes. See, it's just the opposite. We've fallen. The human race began at a higher level and is gradually descending, and now we've reached the lowest ebb. Now we're at the collective lowest ebb that we've ever been. Okay, now let's talk about the fall. I want you to see how it occurs in your own life. Let me give you an example. Something captures your attention. A sign. A person's voice. Something that they're saying. Something captures your attention. And for a moment, you're distracted by whatever it was that captured your attention. And while you're distracted, you make a mistake. You bump into a chair. See, if you're driving and you're temporarily distracted, why, you might drive right past the exit you were supposed to take. See, and then all of a sudden, after 3 or 4 seconds or 5 seconds, you snap back to awareness and, oh my goodness, I missed my exit. Or you snap back to awareness when you're in your house and you're distracted by something, and then you bump your knee on the chair. See what I mean? Well, there you have in miniature the fall, to be distracted. See? And then distraction leads to what? It leads to fascination. See, that which captured your attention. In the garden, it was temptation. It was temptation, and it found Adam's weakness. It's a weakness we're all born with. We inherit Adam's nature. See, that's the other proof. You know, they say the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Well, you look at your own life, and as you get older, you will discover that you're like your parents. You find out you're becoming like them. See? Well, that's good, because then you can have sympathy for them. But it also proves that you're of that lineage, of that fallen lineage. And so now what you have to see is that this little mechanism of the fall, if you can understand it, then in big things and little things, you can begin to recover from big falls and from little falls. Begin to live in the present, and paradise will come into existence around you. Download my 4-part classic meditation and 2 ebooks right now. Just visit talktoapastor.org or sheddingshackles.com. Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you're easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to sheddingshackles.com, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty, and you can also learn to overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit sheddingshackles.com and start living instead of reacting. Hello again. This is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. Yes, it's also Talk to a Pastor. I call this Talk to a Pastor for a long time, and I still feel good about that title, but I also like to call it Shedding Shackles because we need to shed the shackles of the past. Now, let's talk about the fall. Okay, I began by telling you, if you can see your fall in as little of a thing as being distracted, if you can see that not being fully aware, that being distracted by something that makes some kind of appeal to you, and when you think about it, you say, well, what was that all about? What was I distracted by? It was a sign or somebody's words or some music or just something. And you thought, well, that's kind of, that wasn't even important. The thing that had captured my attention for a few seconds wasn't important, and because of that, I bumped my knee. See, or because of that, I drove right past the freeway exit. You see how it's not important? Now, here's an interesting thing. I once heard a professional hypnotist, a very astute man. He does hypnosis demonstrations for large corporations. You know, when you have a great big corporation and they have their annual sales meeting in Las Vegas or somewhere, or Disney or Disney World, or you know, somewhere like that, and they have some interesting speakers come. Well, he's one of them, and he puts on a demonstration for them. But he said most of us are kind of lost in a little bit of a hypnotic trance. Most of the time, we're not totally there. See, that's evidence of the fall, incidentally, the fall in the Garden of Eden. Okay. But anyway, he said, sometime when you have a friend of yours sitting there and you see them staring off into the distance, lost in thinking about something, you see them lost in thought, you gently walk up to them and gently tap them on the shoulder, and then they say, huh? Hmm? And then you say, what were you just thinking about? And they'll go, and they'll laugh and say, I don't know. See, it was nothing, something trivial for the most part. And yet it captured their attention, some triviality, something useless, captured their attention to the point that they actually, see, that people can actually make mistakes and stumble and fall because of that, see? Well, that's, see, in that little miniature moment there. Now let's add the element of temptation. Temptation is something that wants your attention, something that wants to capture your attention and wants to fascinate you. Because it wants something from you. What does it want from you? Temptation. It wants your energy. It wants your energy. It wants you to react emotionally, respond emotionally. But first it has to get your attention. So it does something bizarre. Have you noticed how some people who do come in, enter the restaurant or enter Starbucks, and then they act in a bizarre way? Have you noticed how that captures your attention? See? Or if you look on television, you see the people doing the most, dancing with the most silly antics, the most bizarre costumes, saying the most vile things. They capture your, they want to capture your attention, don't they? That's the idea. The news outlets, you know, they always want to show something awful or something controversial, or they even make things up. Have you heard about that? They make things up just to capture your attention or capture ratings. So now you see the power of folly, the power of wrong, the power of lies. See, even a big lie. Was it Hitler said, if you make a lie big enough, then people will believe it? Something like that. Well, big lie captures people's attention too, doesn't it? And it gets them involved. It gets them angry. They try to think up things to say against the lie and in anger. But you know what? Temptation wants your energy. It wants your life. You must learn how to stand back, be objective. Not fall for temptation. Remain a little bit distant and aware and observant. Okay? And then you'll be safe. And then perhaps you can begin to arrive in consciousness to refined paradise. My name is Roland. This is a very special program. I buy the airtime so I can give away what I discover. You can leave a question or a comment at our listener call-in line. The number to call is 510-455-8851. That's 510-455-8851. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you'll want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.sheddingshackles.com and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special we're having. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's right, for a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage so you can start reading right away. Just visit sheddingshackles.com and look for the Secure PayPal button. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. I'm talking about the fall, how we fall from awareness to being to have our attention captured and to react emotionally until we become conditioned to react emotionally. And then things take your energy. They take your life. See, when you react. Energy, you make energy available and they take it. That's what they want. See, but first they want your attention. So now let's continue discussing the fall. Now, the other aspect of the fall is that, see, and this is very basic. This is very, very basic stuff here. But you need to understand it. That way you can see the need to not become emotional. You can see the need to not get caught up in things. See, the thing is that once you fall, then you become subject to what you fell to. See, when Adam was in paradise, that was his environment. And God was his environment. He walked in the light of God. But when he fell, he became subject to what? He became subject to whatever he fell to. So he became subject to his wife. He became subject to the lie. He became subject to spoken word. He became subject to the food. How many of you have food issues? How many of you struggle with food? can you see that it's a remnant? It's the same thing that happened in the Garden of Eden. It was the food. It was by way of eating the forbidden food. See, that Adam fell, and ever since then, the human race has had problems with food. Adam fell to the spoken word instead of doing what he knew in his heart. He listened to the spoken word of Eve. See, I'm not blaming her. I'm just saying it came through her. The temptation came through her. It could have come through anything, but it came through her. So how many of you now react to, see, your wife, see, as if she were a temptation to excite you, to anger you, to upset you, to make you resentful? And you, wives, how many of you can't help but see failing men? Everywhere you look, you see failing men. See, it's become to the point that that's all you see is failing men. Just like your father failed you, your boyfriends fail you, your husband failed you, and you resent them. Now you're fixated to failing men. See? And then you feel guilty for your resenting of them, and you're judging them, and in guilt you serve them. And when you serve them, then they become spoiled, see, and more beastly, and then you resent them again. So can you see how Adam, see, fell through the temptation coming through Eve, and then Eve, in turn, fell to resenting her husband for his failing? See, remember how Adam failed? They lost paradise, okay? Lost everything because, see, it was his responsibility to make sure that everything was right. He should listen to his father. You see how you become subject. But not only that, so Adam fell from paradise, and then he fell into what? He fell from eternal life to a temporal life, a life where he had to work and a life where he had to eat, and he had to gather from outside, gather everything from the outside. And it was a temporary life that led to death, just like animals. Animals are totally dependent upon the environment. They're totally subject to the environment. Well, that's what happened to Adam. He became subject to the environment of his wife, words, food, temptation. See, and the animal order of things. So he became subject to the environment. See, subject to nature. No longer did he rule nature. Now nature ruled him. So now look at how subject you are to everything. And the more you resent it, the more subject you become. Remember, resentment is a fall. See, resentment is a fall from patience to being hateful, to being resentful. See? And so that fall then makes you subject to what you fell to. And then when you're subject to it, then it controls you. See, if you resent someone, don't you feel inferior? You do. And why do you feel inferior? Because you have become inferior through resenting. But if you could let go of resentment, see, now do you see the importance of understanding this mechanism of the fall? So you need to listen to this program again and again. See, so you can get it and see and say, oh, I get it. Then you can start falling less and failing less. Become a good husband or a good wife, a good parent. Instead of failing, succeeding. Download my 4-part classic meditation and 2 ebooks right now. Just visit talktoapastor.org or sheddingshackles.com. Hi, this is Roland. Are you interested in improving your relationship with your partner? Or how about improving your relationship with your kids if communication is not so good? Okay, and then how about getting rid of hurt feelings and misunderstandings and so on? Well, then you really ought to read one of my books about relationships and about marriage. And one of the ones that I don't talk about a lot, I should talk about more, is my book called Putting the Forever Back in Love. Oh, what a wonderful book. It's over 300 pages, Putting the Forever Back in Love. I talk about how to improve your relationship, what to do if your wife asks you to leave, how to forgive and forget, okay? How to stay married for a long time and live happily ever after, how to develop character and learn to bear suffering and grow from it, okay? And how to have understanding when you deal with other people, okay? And how not to judge your husband so much, and how not to resent your wife. Well, may I recommend you get Putting the Forever Back in Love. Just visit SheddingShackles.com or TalkToAPastor.org and you can preview it for free. It's also on Amazon. Putting the Forever Back in Love. I think you'll really enjoy it. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. So, what can you do? Well, you can't change yourself. You can't make yourself right. Nor can you change your nature. See, you're not responsible for your nature. It's the nature you were born with. But now through understanding, see, what you need to do is to begin to become a bit detached to all the tease and temptation and naughtiness and cruelty and excitement and all the things that pull you out of yourself. And at the end of the day, you feel exhausted. You have to become a little bit detached to all of that. See, and a good start is by not resenting it. Learn to become a bit detached. And my meditation will help you. I have a really, really nice four-part meditation. More people should order it. It's only $10, a suggested donation of $10. And the nice thing about it is that it not only teaches you how to sit quietly and become still and become centered and to have a little bit of mental distance from all the things that are now upsetting you, but it also includes a couple of e-books. See, they go along with it. So you get meditation, e-books, all of it. See, but if you don't want to spend that money, even though it would help me, but if you don't want to spend it or you want to put one toe in the water, I understand that. And get the free one. I have a little free meditation I call the Easy Meditation. You can learn how to do it in like 6 minutes, 5 minutes, I don't know. And it's free, absolutely free to download, to listen to. It's on Google Play. There's an app you can get for your iPhone. I also have a video version of it. Just, you know, it's on YouTube. It's so easy. You can learn it just like that, and it'll help you to become a bit detached. But now here's the important thing. This is very important, so listen carefully. Detachment. We all, you know, a lot of religion, a lot of philosophies and different practices talk about detachment, don't they? And we sort of have a sense that that's good, don't we? But you also have to reattach. You have to attach. It's not just detaching and floating around. You have to attach. And what you attach to is the inner light from God. Okay? And basically what that is, I can tell you in a simple way. It's not something weird and far out or anything. It's very simple. It's what you knew in your heart when you were a little child. When you were a little child, you were close to it. In your heart, you knew many things when you were a little child. You knew there was good, and you loved what was good. Okay? Well, what you know in your heart, see, that's, we'll call that intuition. And it's from God. And it's how he communicates with you. Okay? By his light. See, I'll give you an example. See, God gives us something, some very wonderful earthly light, doesn't he? From the sun, it shines. And that way you can see where you're going. Okay? If you have sight, then you can see where you're going. It's the light. And so you don't need somebody beside you every moment saying, turn this way and don't do that way and step this way and that way. You can see for yourself which way to go. And so you navigate wonderfully in God's light. Okay? And God's light also brings warmth. Okay, and the flowers love God's light. And the plants grow and produce beautiful flowers and fruit using the light from God, the warmth and light from God. Well, that's light, okay? Well, there's also spiritual light. When you walk in God's light, when you all you have to do is reattach to what you know in your heart, what you knew in your heart when you were a little child. That's all you have to do. So it's wordless. It's so simple, okay? It's so basic. And then you'll have a little bit of awareness, okay? And then you'll see what is good and what's not so good and what to avoid. You'll see. You can also call it common sense. Common sense. Okay? So that's what you need to do. And so you should get the meditation. And that's the secret right there. See, that saves you from the distractions and the temptation and losing your energy and making mistakes and failing and falling. It saves you from that. It helps you to stand back and to remain close to it and not react and not fail. It's that simple. Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you're easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to SheddingShackles.com, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty, and you can also learn to overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit SheddingShackles.com and start living instead of reacting. I hope you enjoyed today's program. You might listen to it again. I think it'd be a good idea and get the little meditation. Okay? Check out some of the resources I have. I have many, many YouTube lectures, and I also have books you can preview at Amazon. It's all there for you to help you to make a new start and to recover and to stop failing, or at least fail less. Instead of becoming worse, become better. And life will be sweet and life will be good again. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is SheddingShackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.